This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising?
People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience?
Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative.
Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
The game has also never been bigger than where it is today. And that's exactly the opportunity that these guys have, is to play for something that's bigger than themselves. Some of these guys have never even played in the Stanley Cup playoffs. But people are saying that this game is bigger than the Stanley Cup game last year and any Stanley Cup game that we're going to see this year. So it puts it into perspective of the opportunity that these guys have, and they're ready for the moment. The whole world will be watching tonight. They're going to leave it all on the ice. It's going to be a tremendous show, and I'm going to tell you this. Buckle up, strap in, pack a lunch, dinner, breakfast for tomorrow morning, whatever you need to do to get ready for 8 o'clock tonight, because it's all going to boil over.
That is former NHL defenseman and current ESPN NHL commentator PK Subban. He's part of the studio show for this tournament and really their regular season stuff on a pretty regular basis. It's been him and Messier and Steve Levy handling the studio stuff. Very relieved to see Sean McDonough on the play-by-play tonight with the great, and I emphasize the great, Ray Ferraro. He's like the best color man, maybe in any sport. I just think he's really, really, really good. McDonough's never been my favorite, but man, I like him a lot more than Bob Wasujian, who does a lot of the ESPN and ABC games as well. He's just always at like a pitch that's just like a little too high for me, myself. But anyway, McDonough and Ferraro, I mentioned Levy, Messier, PK Subban. Those are your dudes on ESPN tonight for the Four Nations face-off finale between Canada and the U.S. And we have been spending really all day today talking about it and enjoying the conversation a lot of hockey. And it's felt really good for me anyway. I mean, I think you know by now, if you listen on any kind of regular basis, I love the game. It might be, I love the game. I've always preferred hockey even to football. Love the Bills, love the NFL, the action. I mean, it's the biggest of big times. Hockey, I had a call in the first hour of the show, and a guy I've heard from for many, many years, Jerry, mentioned how, the NHL is often it's like a restaurant that's really, really good, but not everybody knows about it. And I totally feel that. Hockey for me has always sort of been, its place in the American sports landscape, at least in the United States, not North America, obviously Canada, it rules. But here it stands where it stands for a reason. It's something of a niche sport. And that has always kind of appealed to me. Like I don't need to always be, underground necessarily. Right. But this game tonight feels to me like one of my favorite bands currently for the last 20 years or more is Wilco. And they're, you know, they play 5,000 seat venues, right? They play your standard Darien Lake type sheds. They don't play at Darien Lake. They played there one time that I know of as an opening act for Bob Dylan, actually. It was quite a few years ago now. But anyway, tonight feels like if Wilco suddenly was playing at a stadium. a stadium like this that the Stones sell out, right? 75,000 people. And like Wilco is suddenly that popular. It would kind of freak me out a little bit, I'll tell you, to be honest with you. But it would be really cool if everybody loved them that much, even for just that moment. That's what this game kind of feels like to me. It's like so many people have been paying attention to this, and I think it's captured the sports fans, just the general sports fan, not the hockey fan, the sports fan, in a way that very few hockey tournaments, games, playoff series have. I think it came at a very good time. Canada and the U.S. on Saturday night was perfect. You do have the friction, if you want it, between Canada and the USA politically right now, that certainly can add to it if you're so inclined. But the tournament itself, the performances, the caliber of players, it just came at the perfect time. The NBA was having whatever that All-Star weekend was. It's just, what are we even doing here? I saw a rundown, in fact, at one point of some of the events there, and like the actual amount of basketball that was played, I think in the actual All-Star game, right? They changed the format this year. There were shorter games and more teams.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It was kind of a round robin thing, and the amount of actual basketball that was played was ridiculous. other entertainment elements and whatever. And hockey, meanwhile, had this battle for the ages going on over the weekend. Just amazing. The timing just could not have been better. And I really do hope. Right at the end there, while we're talking to Joe Yurt in the last segment, I asked him, like, can this game possibly live up to it? You know? And I would tell you, if you're going to this game, and Joe said similar, if you're going into this game, you're like, well, there were three fights in 9 seconds last time, man. I can't wait to see what happens tonight. I think you might be signing up for a letdown. I don't have to be right about that. I wouldn't want to bet a lot of money on it not happening again, but my gut tells me it won't. I think there was a very special set of circumstances, first best-on-best meeting in a very long time for many of those players, and so the opportunity was there, and the U.S. has been kind of, you know, in the backseat big time to Canada over the years. There are, you know, we have our moments, 96, 1980, not that Canada had anything to do with 1980, but 96, a best on best. The USA did win, but you've got Olympics over Olympics and a gold medal loss in 2010. You had a gold medal loss in 2002 in Salt Lake City. So the opportunity was there. You got the right kind of players that deserve being on the team, not just because they are willing to fight and be physical, and the Tkachuk brothers, but the message that they wanted to send got sent. I'd be stunned, honestly. I'll be stunned if any of the participants from Saturday are looking, at least at the start of the game. Like, once the game gets going and somebody cross-checks you or slashes you across the wrist or whatever, you know, maybe anything could happen. But as far as messages being sent and lines being drawn in the sand and all that kind of stuff, I just, if you're looking for that tonight because of what happened Saturday, I think you might be signing up to be disappointed. I just can't imagine Canada wanting to get into that. That's not the kind of team that they have built in the first place. Credit to the guys that stood up on Saturday, Hagel and Pareko and Sam Bennett, but I don't think it fits in this game. I think the opportunity was there to do that on Saturday. The U.S. did what they wanted to do there. I just would be surprised if there was anything like that, at least, again, to start this game. Maybe as it goes on, you know, who knows what happens. But it's, I'm just hoping for an excellent game. Like, I love Saturday even without the fights. I mean, the fights certainly didn't bother me, but the caliber of player on the ice was so amazing on Saturday. And all I really need is more of that. I'd like more goals. I am, you know, 5-4 is my dream scenario. U.S. wins, great. Canada wins, okay. Just give me 5-4. Give me swings and momentum. I talked about this a little bit on Monday. I felt like the idea, in my opinion, of that being the best hockey game you ever saw, or the best hockey game I ever saw, I couldn't get there, because it just, there wasn't enough emotional swings in the game. I need goals to sort of swing that. And without it, it was excellent. It was great. It just doesn't rise to the level of best game I've ever seen, best hockey game I've ever seen. If it were more back and forth, and, you know, oh, somebody just took a 2-goal lead. Oh, here comes Canada back with a goal to make it a 1-goal game again. Like, give me some of that. And I think you can improve on what we had Saturday night, irrespective of the fighting. I just think more goals would be great. I don't know how optimistic I want to be about it, because these teams know how to defend, and the USA's got an excellent goalie, and Binnington was certainly gotten the job done well enough here for Canada. I mean, he gave up some pretty cheesy goals, but they've made the final, so we'll see if he can button it up tonight, but I'd be hoping for goals. I think that's the only thing that Saturday night, in my opinion, was really missing. 803-0550 is the phone number. You got a thought on tonight's Four Nations face-off finale? Would love to hear from you. Paul Hamilton coming your way joins me at the top of the hour for his thoughts on this game. And, you know, sorry to bum you out, but the Sabres are back practicing, so we'll talk to Paul about how that's been going. Although I believe they had the day off today. They practiced Tuesday and Wednesday, so we'll get the lowdown on that from Paul as well at the top of the hour. But time for you if you want to get in here after this on WGR.